Welcome one, welcome all to another week of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me this week. This week's show, it's going to be pretty much all across the board. I'm going to talk a couple paranormal segments, and then I'm going to go into what is going on overseas that you really are not hearing a lot of. Plus, we have another bill out there. It's not from Oregon this time. It's from North Carolina that is essentially helping the dumbing down of our children. I want to talk to you real quick about that one because that one just came through the wire before the show. But before I get into the show, I just wanted to remind you that last week, this show premiered on the Coming Right Up Radio Network. I want to thank everybody who listened, sent in their emails that they listened. I appreciate it. If you could, tell all your friends about it. Wednesdays, 3:30 Central Time. Every Wednesday, new Paranormal Patriot show. So this week, I received a lot of emails from people that are in the paranormal field. I expected as much, and that's what I got. There were a couple of people that had some very interesting points, but the comment of the week this week is coming from Juan in Texas. And Juan is a paranormal investigator, and he does a ton of investigations down in Texas. He wanted to call me out a little bit, and I deserve it. I missed a very important point with these amateur paranormal investigators, what they are potentially doing. So let me get into this email from Juan from Texas. He says, "Hey, Tom, love the show." Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it. "I've been a listener since one of the very first episodes, and I continue to be impressed by your knowledge of the paranormal. However, on your last show, the State of the Paranormal Union, there is one thing that you forgot to add that a lot of the amateur investigators do not do, and it is potentially setting them up, as well as others, for some danger down the road. I have been an investigator for 10 years now and have gone on many, many paranormal investigations. Some of the evidence that I have collected and some of the eyewitness things I have seen would blow your mind. But every single time I lead my group out, before we begin that investigation, on the site of the investigation, we start that investigation with a prayer of protection. We all get around in a circle, join hands, bow our heads, and say a prayer of protection. Because if there is an entity, a demon, anything attached to that site, if you are not protected, that can attach itself to you, or you could release something out even further into the public. If it's a demonic source, you do not want a demonic source released. And that's what these paranormal investigators are not doing. They are not protecting themselves prior to an investigation. I have, in my own experiences, witnessed two times where there has been something that was in an investigative site attach itself to one of my investigators that did not do the prayer with us, and he took it home to his family. And that family was terrorized until we were able to find someone to vanquish that entity. These paranormal groups, because they don't know what they're doing, are endangering themselves and the public. So before every investigation, we do a prayer protection. On the way out, the last thing we do on that site is do a prayer of holding, meaning whatever is in that building, in that structure, has to remain there because we have prayed it. I have never, ever had an instance where we have done these prayers, both in and out, and had anything negative happen to us outside of that investigation site. I love the show, Tom. I just wanted to bring that to your attention in hopes that you can inform your listeners that they have to do this prior and at the end of every investigation just to protect themselves. There are too many groups out there that do not do that, and they're opening themselves up for potential harm later on. Thank you for everything you do. I love the show. Keep it up. Your friend, Juan, Amarillo, Texas. Well, Juan, you know what? You make a great point. That's why that's the comment of the week. I didn't forget that. I overlooked that. And that's why I told all my listeners, if you're in the paranormal field, let me know. Let me know what you think. I'm actually surprised Juan was really the only one that caught that, because this is something when I would go on investigations, I would do. Now, some of you may listen to this part of the show and say, these guys are nuts. Most of my listeners are involved in the paranormal field. They are intrigued by the paranormal. They have an interest in the paranormal. The political side of things, it's growing, the political side. My audience for the political side is growing. But again, because of my views and my beliefs, I have alienated half of the audience for the political side of things. I've had people write me and say, I absolutely love the paranormal aspect of your show, but I refuse to listen to another show because of your beliefs. And you know what? That's a risk I have to take. I'm not going to put aside my beliefs and kind of put them under a blanket to appease people just so as not to offend them. I've had people say, well, then don't do politics on it, Tom. But there is a core group of people that listen to this show for the politics side of it. This is why I call my show a parapolitical show. It's because I do talk paranormal, but I do talk politics. Now, I do have a loyal group of liberal listeners that they will listen to the paranormal side of it, and they may turn off the political side of it, or they may listen and they may tell me how wrong they think I am. Or I have some listeners that are great that say, you make a valid point. I don't subscribe to your theory, but you make a pretty good point there. Thank you. That's what this show is all about. I want to get groups of people together that normally would not be together. You can be a liberal, you can be a conservative, but you can have a love for the paranormal. Yes, I lean more towards the conservative side of the aisle on my politics, and I try not to let it show, but listen, this is my beliefs. If you're doing something that I don't think is very good for the country or very American or just plain stupid, I'm going to call you out on it. And you may have a completely different belief than I do, but it doesn't mean you have to stop listening to the show. Drop me a line. Drop me a line at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know that I don't agree with that. And this is why. I love counterpoints. We are eventually going to get on this show to the point that I am going to be interviewing people. What I would absolutely love is interviewing listeners of this show. Listeners of the show that are into the paranormal, listeners that are conservatives, but more importantly, listeners that are liberal and have a completely different viewpoint than I do, so we can have a discussion. And it would not be an argument back and forth, because I don't believe arguments are any way to settle anything. It's talking. I hear your point, hear mine. If I agree, I'll tell you, hey, that's a very good point. And I'm man enough to admit If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'm not, you know, Mr. Manly that says, no, my point's the only way. My way or the highway. No. Sometimes you need that second thought, somebody else's viewpoint, to open your mind a little more because you're so stuck in your ways. And that's what this show is all about. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling on. Thank you, Juan, for the letter. Thank you for letting every one of my paranormal investigators know that. And he's absolutely right. If you are not doing it, you need to find, and listen, you can go on the internet and find it. This day and age, you can find anything on the internet. But go on the internet. Find a prayer of protection. That prayer of protection will begin every investigation. And then at the end of that investigation, you do a prayer of holding. Bind that entity, that demon, where it is. Trust me, you do not want anything following you home. So one last time, thank you, Juan, Texas. I appreciate it. Contact me, anybody, with any show ideas, any thoughts, any disagreements, anything. You can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, coming up on the show, I've got a couple audio clips I want to play for you. In the past, I've done a couple shows revolving around strange noises in the sky. What are they? Well, I have some new ones that are from 2019, so they are very recent. I want you to hear those. And then, since we have a new audience, a new Paranormal Patriot show per se, I want to go back into the archives and I'm going to play a sound of something in the Canadian woods. And I want you to hear it and let me know what you think. So we've got some paranormal things coming up real quick. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. Hey, everybody. This is Tom Velasquez, the host of the Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Hey, you liked it so much last year, they're going to do it again this year. Friday, Saturday, September 20th and 21st, 2019, join us in Northern Michigan for an Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from our special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Also, be sure to shop their amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much, much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they have added great new ones this year. Their group of special speakers are going to blow your mind. Now, everyone was so pleased with the location last year that they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan. It is full of windows and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant in the hotel, and the rooms, well, they're the best. This year will be another educational and refreshing event. So join me September 20th and 21st, 2019 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan for Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you. I've heard it said that life is too hard. People throwing down aces when you have face cards. But it ain't that bad. In fact, I kind of love it. I love staring at the sky on a night that's moonlit. Walking on the beach, sand between my toes. Hear the waves crash and smell the salt up in my nose. The birds are chirping, just singing a song. I'm whistling the same tune, trying to play along. Hiking in the woods where nature's all around you. These are the things we do that can kind of... Alrighty, let's get going with the show. So in the past, I've done a couple shows revolving around strange sounds in the sky. Now, these sounds have been described as trumpets, as metallic grinding, as angelic, as basically revelations. coming to fruition right before our eyes. Well, they're still around, and they're happening worldwide. I've got a couple clips here. For those of you who have never heard this, I know I'm opening the show up to a new audience. For those of you who have never heard this, the first time a lot of people hear these noises, it kind of sends chills down their spines because there's really not a good explanation for what it is. Going through the annals of history, there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? No record. No record of ever hearing these noises. You know, if you go back and you see in the annals of history, our ancestors, they either carved out or wrote out about strange sights, strange sounds, anything. There's nothing in the annals of history that really say anything about this. For all intents and purposes, this started in about 2008, 2009, when people started hearing strange and loud trumpets, sounds in the sky, as well as loud bangs that nobody to this day can attribute to anything. There are wild theories out there that it's our magnetic field, which is a very good possibility because 2008, 2009, our magnetic field started really moving around. Is it our magnetic field? Is it the solar wind hitting our magnetic field, and our magnetic field is not in the same spot, so it's causing strange noises? A lot of people say, well, that's just snowplows shoveling snow. There's no snow on the ground, genius. How is that possible? Well, there's a big saw out in the background. There's no lumber mills. There's no factories. You're in the middle of the woods. A lot of people hear these noises. Nobody knows what they are. So what I want to do here, I want to play for you some of the latest noises that are coming out from around the world. Some of them are trumpet noises. Some of them are metallic noises. A lot of them are, every one of them are unexplained. So this first one is coming to you from Pennsylvania. Now, there's multiple clips. The first clip, honestly, is 13 minutes long. I'm not going to play it for you because most of the clip is some guy talking. This clip I'm going to play for you is about 55 seconds long, and it's him walking through his neighbor's field. And there's trees. You can hear the wind. But in the background, you can hear these droning noises. And listen in the background because they are definitely there. And there's no explanation for it. Apparently, these were going on from Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And he's been hearing them multiple days because he says something to the effect of another day of these noises. I don't know what they are. So listen in the background as this man is talking to you, and you will hear the noises that he has been hearing for quite a bit now.
I'm out on my neighbor's property right now. It's about 700 yards away, maybe, and the sound is really weird today. Just got back from work. As far as I know, it's not any fracking or gas, as some people have mentioned. I live nothing close to anything like that, so that was kind of weird there. But if anything else strange enough, this document happens, I'll do that. Thanks.
So you could hear in the background a low droning noise, and then it went into a high-pitched, to me, almost sounds like a wail. I don't know, that's the best description I can give it. But no explanation can be found for what is causing them. Because as you're watching this video, and you're just hearing the audio of that, and I understand. But as you're watching this video, he's just panning around. And when the sound is going, he's pointing to the sky because that's where it's coming from. So this next clip is going to be about another 55-second clip. This is coming from Malaysia. And keep in mind that this video, when you look at it, all you see is them panning the sky because that is where this sound is emanating from. It's coming from above them. So listen to this and tell me if you can figure out what the heck this noise is.
ada bunyi trompet lah kat Melaka. Tadi pagi tadi ada dia. Tadi pun ada.
So, I don't know what the guy was saying, but that was a pretty consistent, always going noise. There are people that have heard this that said, well, that's wind going through whatever, and it very well may be. But again, this sound, as he's filming it, is pointing to the sky. Now, I want to play for you now one of the creepiest ones in most... It's the one that I heard that sent the biggest chills down my spine. This is from 2013. This is from the UK. A group of people went on a walk in a forest in the snow, thinking it would be a very tranquil, very relaxing, peaceful walk. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Listen to what they heard while walking through this forest.
My phone's about to die anyway. I don't want to be out here with no phone. So there it is again, do you hear that?
I really don't like it. I'm done that.
No, don't go just yet. Maybe if we just went a bit further up, we might see something. Oh, this is it. Maybe it wasn't 2012, it was 2013. Fucking hell. Alright, okay. It's not an animal, is it? Oh yeah, that was loud. Alright. Hang on, I've got to turn this off. Oh, I don't like this.
Okay, so imagine you're just taking a leisurely stroll through the woods. And this noise seems to be coming out of nowhere. And it's coming from everywhere around you. I've got headphones on and I'm listening to that. And I can literally feel that noise engulfing every ounce of my being. That was everywhere. If you listen to the first segment of that, the first part of that, it almost sounds like a demonic laugh up in the sky, and then it gets into a hum, and then a who knows what it is. And you can see and you can sense as they're filming this that they're becoming more and more afraid until the point he says, yep, that was loud, let's go. What was that? That one there sent chills down my spine because there is no rational explanation for what that is. Please, someone, tell me what you think that is. There are ideas that it's the atmosphere, like I say, the magnetic fields, trains shunting, the tectonic plates rubbing together. I guess that could be construed as possible, but, you know, this is in the UK. That last noise was in the UK. There wasn't any earthquakes there, so why would they be moving together and not having an earthquake? Eerie noises going on all across the world, and they continue to this day. If you've heard one of these noises, if you have one of these noises recorded, let me know. Send me the noise. Send me your story to ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Somebody tell me what these noises are, because I have no idea. My best theory on this is the magnetic field. Either it's aliens, either it's another portal, another dimension meshing with our own. And there's a theory for that. There's a theory that the veil between dimensions is thinning. And other dimensions are starting to be able to interact with ours. That's a possibility. Who knows? But something is definitely going on up there that we don't have any idea what it is. So again, if you have any ideas, if you've heard anything like this, or you have something like this recorded, let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, before we go to break, I want to play for you one other sound. This is not a sound from the sky. This is from someone in Canada. And he recorded a terrifying sound that some people say may be, in fact, Bigfoot. So I want you to listen to this sound. If you've ever been in the northern parts of this country or in Canada, maybe you've heard this sound before. Let me know what you think. Here it is. Again, northern Canada. This guy heard this noise and he took out whatever he used to record and recorded this noise. And again, as he's recording, instead of panning the sky, he's now panning the forest because something is not happy in that forest. Listen to this. Now, keep in mind, these people live in Canada. They are surrounded by wilderness. They are surrounded by wild animals. Whoever's filming and the child in the background, they're freaked out. They have no idea what this is. I've read articles and I've read responses. I said, oh, that's a bobcat. That's some type of a big cat. Well, yeah, maybe. Some people say it's an elk, it's a deer, it's a moose. That doesn't sound anything, I guess. For the most part, I guess if it is, it's really, really pissed. But regardless, this is something that these people obviously haven't heard of before, have never heard this noise before, and took the time to film it and record it to try and find out what it is. He's filming the forest looking for whatever that noise is, and he can't figure it out. He's wondering if anybody else is hearing this. You can tell that it's echoing from the forest. Something is in the forest, and it is upset. A lot of people say that's proof of a Bigfoot. Well, unfortunately, until you show me a Bigfoot, that's not proof. That is proof that there's something out there that is very upset or just working off some steam and yelling his fool head off. But whatever it is, these people who live in Canada, who have a place, who live in northern Canada, are surrounded by the forest, are surrounded by nature, obviously have never heard that noise before. So let me know what you think it is. If you've heard this noise, tell me. Tom, come on. This is the war cry of the painted turtle. You should know that. Obviously, I don't. But whatever it is, I wouldn't be going into that forest because I don't want to come into a confrontation. I don't even want to see whatever is making that noise. So contact me. Let me know what you think it is. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4@charter.net. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some politics, some geopolitical news, I guess. Going to talk about the India-Pakistan thing you don't really hear about. We're going to talk about another bill in North Carolina. And oh, by the way, do you have Verizon phones? If you do, you might not have had service Wednesday. And oh, what a cluster that was. I'll tell you about that when we come back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. Do you like the music you hear on this show? If you do, go to Jamendo.com. Jamendo.com is your source for all independent, unsigned musicians who want to get their music out to the masses. Any song you hear on this show or any song on Jamendo, and there are thousands of them, can be downloaded for free. Again, these are independent, unsigned artists that are not tied down to the corporate music structure that is going to tell them how to produce and create their music. Their creativity flows through, and you can see it and you can feel it through every song. So again, if you like the music on this show, go to Jamendo.com and download the artist, and it's free. It is a free download, and just drop the artist a line and say thank you so much for what you do. Trust me, I'm on Jamendo, and I appreciate every comment I get. So again, Jamendo.com, if you are into good, independent, creative music, Jamendo.com. I'm doing my best, but keep falling. Every for a second I've been all in. And I made it the way that I'm going, but I'm running out of options, and the end is coming, I know. I'm doing my best, but keep falling. And I'm questioning everything, was I wrong then? When it all ends, will it ever make a bit of sense? Or will we all go? And we sing, and we sing, oh, yeah. All right, we're going to end the show on a political note because I do have a bastion of that audience that does like to hear my political thoughts, my political views, and some people just want to yell at me while I'm talking, and I'll give you that opportunity. But in case you didn't know, because the media in the U.S. has been preoccupied with the Michael Cohen hearings, and I'm not going to talk about that because that guy's a stooge, that guy's a joke. Why you would put a convicted liar on the pulpit? Give him a pulpit to stand on in front of Congress, who he lied to, is beyond me. So I'm not even going to talk about it, although I just did. Anyway, this week, two historic rivals, India and Pakistan, were at their closest to open conflict in years. India had two fighter pilots cross over into Pakistan's airspace. Pakistan didn't like that. Pakistan shot down two pilots and then paraded them around. That opened up the hostilities. Now, why is that a big deal? Most people in the U.S. are like, India and Pakistan, woo, big deal. The problem is, India and Pakistan have between 130 and 150 nuclear warheads that all they have to do is press a button, and they are not afraid to do so. They've said so in the past. The armies of these two, India has 1.2 million soldiers, Pakistan has 560,000. The military budget in India, $58 billion, and Pakistan, $11 billion. Tanks, 3,500 in India, 2,500 in Pakistan. Artillery units, 10,000 in India, 5,000 in Pakistan. That is pointless, really, because Pakistan has 130 to 140 nuclear warheads. They will not win a war head-to-head, mano a mano, with India. They just don't have enough soldiers, enough military budget, enough manpower to do so. So that is the worry, is that they're just going to say, oh, stop right now. We're just going to go ahead and we're going to push the button. Some people have said, well, they can get the military-industrial complex going. They can do what we did in the United States in World War II and just mass produce everything. Well, the problem is the economy. India, their GDP is at $2.6, almost $2.7 trillion. Pakistan's $307 billion. So you can't outspend India. You can't outspend India like we outspent everybody else, like we outspent Russia during the Cold War. There is a lot to be worried about here. Now, the tensions were kind of de-escalating, except that India and Pakistan exchanged shelling on the Kashmir border just recently. This was actually today. This was today at 8:31 coming from RT. Just a day after an Indian pilot was freed from Pakistani captivity, offering hope for de-escalation, the two countries resumed shelling in Kashmir. Now, the shelling resulted in a number of casualties on both sides. Unfortunately, those casualties were civilians. A 24-year-old woman and her two siblings were killed on Friday night near the line of control, which is a heavily militarized frontier that divides Pakistani and Indian parts of Kashmir. Another civilian was gravely injured in the shelling. Meanwhile, on the Pakistani side of the line, Indian artillery fire killed a boy and wounded three people. Now, this is according to a government official. He told the AP that a neighbor, that the neighbor's forces were, and keep in mind, the neighbor's forces, Indian forces, were indiscriminately targeting border villages, and added that Pakistani troops were befittingly responding to the Indian artillery barrage. Now, again, this is all propaganda. But the problem is, the escalation is not going down like we'd hoped. This shelling came despite signs of de-escalation in the latest crisis. Now, on Friday, Pakistan released a captured Indian pilot in what the prime minister called a peace gesture. Now, after a dogfight over Kashmir on Wednesday morning, India initially said that all its pilots had returned safely, but Pakistani Information Ministry then released and later deleted footage showing the pilot blindfolded with blood on his face. Now, this Pakistan or this Indian pilot has since gone viral with his epic mustache. If you haven't seen this, I love this guy's mustache. I'm going to grow mine like his. Anyway, India then confirmed the loss of one of its MiG-21s in the capture of its pilots, but demanded that he immediately be released. It also said it foiled an attack by Pakistani airplanes or warplanes over Kashmir and shot down one Pakistani plane. Islamabad denies that any of its aircraft was shot down. Again, he said, she said, this is the rules of war. This is all propaganda. Pakistan and India have fought on several occasions over Kashmir since they gained independence from the British Empire in 1947. Each country controls a section of the territory separated by one of the most militarized borders in the world, known as the line of control. Be honest, have you ever heard of the line of control? Because I hadn't. I fancy myself as being kind of in the know on political and geopolitical things, and I've never heard of the line of control. We all know about the line between North and South Korea. We all remember the Berlin Wall. Because we live in a country where we don't really want to deal with what's going on over there. We just don't learn about it. This is something we have to take seriously. Do I think nuclear war is coming? No. I think that the powers that be can control themselves enough to say, no, I'm not going to hit that button. But the fact is, this is reminiscent of the U.S.-Russian Cold War. You have two powers that don't like each other, that had their finger on the button. All it takes is one crazy second, one misconstrued anything for somebody to say, I've had enough, boom, there's the button, you're gone. And what's the other country going to do? They're going to retaliate. And then the whole world goes up in flames and we all die. And then that's not good, right? Nobody wants to die like that. So that is a very, very big thing that's happened in the news this week that really hasn't been talked about a lot because we're so preoccupied with the lying, a perpetual liar trying to denounce our president. And that's essentially what we all talked about this week. And it's a shame. There is more than just America, ladies and gentlemen. There is more going on than just what happens in America. We, as a country, have to realize that. Yes, we are the greatest country in the world. Yes, we are a bastion of freedom. Somewhat a bastion of freedom. For how long, who knows. But we seem to think that we just are the only thing that matters. Whatever happens outside us will never affect us. Really? Because if we get into a nuclear war, that will affect us. Fukushima, my old friend Fukushima, do you not think the thousands and actually millions of gallons of radioactive water being dumped in the Pacific Ocean every day are not going to affect us here in America? Do you think there's some invisible wall around this country that makes it so nothing bad happens to us because we're Americans? Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. We as a people have to understand that what happens outside of our country does affect us, and we need to take heed of that. And until we do, until we get our faces out of our smartphones, which really aren't that smart, we're never going to know that, because we're going to read the news, and the news is only going to talk about how Michael Cohen said Donald Trump told me to lie. Well, you're hearing that from a convicted liar. Who do you believe? Donald Trump? For those of you who don't like Donald Trump, you're going to believe Michael Cohen. For those of you who like Donald Trump, you're going to believe Donald Trump. It's a game. You're playing the game, and you're never going to win the game. So let's move on. Just to let you know, Pakistan, India, big thing. We're going to move on to the next thing. So I've said before that there is a dumbing down of the students, of our children in public schools. In North Carolina, and I want to reiterate, this is not children's grades, but schools get graded also. House Bill 145, this is House Bill 145 in North Carolina. They are considering a bill that would significantly lower the scale used to grade the performance of public schools in the state of North Carolina. Now, this bill is making its way through the state's General Assembly and is proposing a 15-point grading scale. Now, that is changing an F grade from a 59% to 39%. Now, I'm not a math genius, but I look at that and I go, well, an F grade was 59%. Now an F grade is 39%. That's not a 15-point scale. That is a 10-point scale. Now, to be clear, or I'm sorry, that's a 20-point scale. My bad. 20-point scale. Now, to be clear, House Bill 145 applies to the grade schools receive based on their performance. It would not change the grade scale using to grade students. But that doesn't matter. All you're doing is letting these schools get by without doing the things to teach our children. So the new scale would be an A would be 100 to 85%. A B would be 84 to 70. 70%. Is a B. I would have been a genius in high school if I got a B. A C is 69 to 55%. I would have never failed a class. And let it be known, I was not the best student in high school. School to me was a 7-hour social day. I'll say it. I just looked at school as something to hang out with my friends. So when I graduated, yeah, I can't say I didn't graduate by the skin of my teeth. Thank God my kids have not taken over my bounds and said, yeah, school's a 7-hour social day. They actually take their schoolwork serious. So they actually get good grades. But 69 to 55% would be a C. A D drops down to 54 to 40% and an F. Anything below 40%. Below 40%, did you even take the test? At 40%, are these schools even opening at that point? I mean, at 40%, if you can't pass a 40%, you forgot to feed the kids lunch that day. You just all of a sudden forgot. Oh, we're going to have to mark you down for that. Oh, that teacher didn't come in. We'll have to mark you down for that. Oh, you didn't unlock the doors. Well, hey, but you still got to see. You got to see you pass. House Bill 145 passed its first reading in the House on Monday and has been referred to the Committee on Education. If this bill is passed by the legislator, the new school performance scale would go into effect for the 2019 and 2020 school year. So the old adage holds true. If you can't get these, well, in this case, if these schools can't get up to the minimum level of compliance that we need to train our students, to teach our students, if they can't do the minimum, well, we'll just drop the minimum requirements, right? That's essentially what we're doing. We can't get these schools to do what we are hiring these teachers and these faculty to do. We cannot get these schools to teach our students to be successful after they leave. So rather than fail these schools, we'll just lower the grading scale for these schools. So a school that gets a 55%, which would, listen, 55% means they're just doing over half the things right. These are our children we're talking about, and they're just doing just above half. That's a C. I'd kill for a C in high school. That is what we're doing. Rather than fix the problem, and listen, I just left my employer of 12 and a half years this week. And one of the main reasons was rather than fix the problem, we'll just gloss over it and pretend it doesn't exist. And it got frustrating enough for me that I just had to get out of there. And it's the same thing in North Carolina. Rather than fix the problem in the schools, we're just going to lower the grading scale so these schools pass. This is the dumbing down of our society. This is a huge disservice to the children in North Carolina. Huge disservice. There is no way. I have relatives that live in North Carolina, and if they have kids that go there, I pity those kids. For the simple fact that the bar has been lowered. I don't have to do that. This school will still get a passing grade. You don't think there's a principal out there that's going to say, well, gosh, I really should do that for the kids, but that's going to cost too much money or that's going to be too much work. We'll still get a passing grade. Don't worry about it. We'll still do it. I mean, honestly, is this what we are resolving? Just go ahead and do it. Is that what we are doing? Just sitting back and letting this happen? Letting our kids get shafted because politicians don't know or don't want to know how to fix what's the problem. The problem is we don't have enough qualified teachers. The problem is we don't have enough qualified parents. Parents, you need to be involved in your children's lives. You can't just give birth to a child, let them give them a place to stay, send them to school, give them a lunch, and expect them to grow. It's not the teacher's sole duty to prepare him for life. We need to be parents. We need to teach the kids right from wrong. We need to help them when they're in trouble. We need to help them with their homework. We need to help them when they're struggling. That's what being a parent is about. Hell, you need a license to drive. You need a license to fish. But all you have to do is get a woman pregnant and you're a parent. Or get pregnant and be a parent. You need to be licensed to be a parent. You need to go to classes to be a parent. To know how to parent your children. Because what you are producing is going to be our future. And if you want nothing to do with that child's education, upbringing, well-being, that's society's problem then. When it shouldn't be. That's your child. You need to prepare that child. Public service announcement from the Paranormal Patriot. I don't know. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. So one last thing before we go. Who here, by show of hands, has Verizon as their wireless carrier? Because if you lived in the lower part of Michigan, you were beside yourself. If you lived on the East Coast on Wednesday, you were beside yourself because you had no signal. You had nothing. Now, how the East Coast got affected by what happened in Michigan, I don't know. But looking at the outage map, there was a lot of outages on the East Coast. I don't know if it was storm-related or what. But here in Michigan, in the lower half, now, I worked in the Lansing, Michigan area. The whole area around Lansing, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Flint, Saginaw, everybody was out. And I'm not saying you had bad service. You had no service if you had Verizon. Let me tell you, I had a firsthand account of what would happen if an EMP attack hit this country. And we are screwed. This country is screwed. Do you have any idea how many people were freaking out because they couldn't make a call, they couldn't get a text, they couldn't get on the internet, they couldn't even get on 4G? People were freaking out. we had a technician do a test drive. Now, for those of you who don't know, I worked at a dealership, and I was a service rater. We had a technician that – we have a Verizon store, probably 8, 9, 10, maybe 10 stores down from us, maybe a quarter mile down from us. And he did a quick test drive on a vehicle to make sure everything was good. He turned into the Verizon store and almost couldn't get out because there were so many people just doing a beeline to the Verizon store. Plus, as he was pulling out, six more pulled in because they didn't have service on their phone. They couldn't get on the internet, so they didn't know that Verizon was down. One of my technicians was going to buy a brand new phone because he thought his phone was broke. Ladies and gentlemen, we are way too dependent on our technology. I watched grown men literally almost crying because they couldn't get on YouTube at lunch. They couldn't send a text. They couldn't make a phone call. They could not function because that little handheld computer in their hand was inoperable. It didn't do anything. It was just a fancy computer screen that you could touch, but it wouldn't connect to anything. And these men were going insane. Luckily, I don't have Verizon, so I didn't have that. I didn't have that problem. But a lot of people at where I was had that problem. And these men were just absolutely going insane. Can you imagine if not only the phones, but all the electricity, all the cars, everything electric that has an electric motor in it. Can you imagine if an EMP hit this country? What would they do? They would go literally insane. We have become way too dependent on our technology to the fact that we now cannot function without it. To ask somebody to go in, the outage lasted from, I think, 10 o'clock till 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning, or 9 o'clock at night. To ask somebody to go 11 hours without their phone service. Literally, half of these people would have rather had death. It was that bad. I just sat back and watched the show unfold. I saw one guy pounding on his phone and broke his screen because he was so mad. He was pounding on it. Why can't I get online? And his screen cracked. He cracked his screen because his phone wouldn't connect to the internet, wouldn't connect to 4G. These guys couldn't listen to music while they worked, which I get that. I like to listen to music while I work too. But literally, they were at a standstill. All anybody could do, they were in little groups all in the shop talking about, where's your service? I don't have any service. Why don't we have any service? What's going on? Can somebody tell me when we have service back? Nobody knows. Oh my God, what's going on? It was unbelievable. Imagine that on a nationwide scale. But add on to that, you can't watch TV. You don't have lighting. You can't drive your car. This country would fall flat on its face. This is a prime example of why we need to get back to the basics. We need to teach people how to work the land. We need to teach people how to write cursive, for God's sake. Just the basics. Just to handwrite something down in a proper context. Because most people nowadays, they just know how to text. I don't have an emoji here. You're going to have to make one, buddy. That's where we are in this country right now, and it's scary how far off of the norm we are. That little episode proved to me that I need to teach my family how to essentially get back to the basics, because it's going to happen. The power grid's going to fail eventually. We know that. It's just a matter of time, whether it's by attrition, that it's just too old and it will fail, or by some foreign power trying to take over the country with an EMP. Look, they knock an EMP out over our country. We're essentially blind. Anybody could walk in and just take over. And that's what we're up against right now, because nobody would know what to do. Literally, the whole nation would come to a stop because nobody knows what to do without that phone, without electricity, anything. It was a scary scenario, I'll tell you that. So let me know. Let me know how you felt if you had outages with Verizon on Wednesday. Let me know how you handled it. I'm curious. I can't wait to hear these responses. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. ghostseeker4@charter.net. We're coming up on 57 minutes. I have an hour show. I got to give them a little bit of time between shows, so I'll give them a couple, maybe a minute or two. So, hey, thank you for listening to the show this week. For those of you who are listening on Coming Right Up, thank you for listening. All of you who are downloading the show on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Podbean, continue to do so. Share the show. Tell everybody about the show, The Paranormal Patriot. I would love it. Anything you can do to help build the audience would be great. So thank you for listening. That's it for this week. Next week, give me your ideas of what you want to talk about next week, because next week I still don't have an idea of what I want to talk about. So that's where I need your help. If you have a show idea, let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will talk to you next week. This is
when you have face cards, but it ain't that bad. In fact, I kind of love it. I love staring at the sky on a night that's moonlit. Walking on the beach, sand between my toes.